In this session, titled Significance of Geographic Area, Dr. Schleifer addresses the problems associated with the risks of taking jobs outside of a contractor's normal area. Now, normal area can vary from contractor to contractor, and by definition, normal area simply means a certain work area in which a contractor has gained experience, is familiar with conditions and construction laws, and possibly built a business and made a profit with only a modest risk factor involved. A geographical location change can be a distance as short as 5 miles, and even the possibilities of those risk factors should be thought out carefully. The distance varies from one contractor to another, but the premise remains the same. Leaving your typical work area to contract elsewhere means, by definition, working in a place where you have no experience contracting for profit. Now, while you may, in fact, clear a profit, there are greater risks involved than working in your home area. Now, there are good reasons for expanding a construction business geographically. A desire for growth. The shrinking or drying up of local markets, or the opportunity to follow customers or designers. The question of whether to spread out geographically should be considered very carefully, and the associated risk should be measured and addressed. Risk factors can be controlled, but when combined with other risks, such as taking on a much larger job than the contractor is accustomed to, the results have the potential to be disastrous. And now, let's join Dr. Schleifer.
Let's talk about the next common element, change in geographic area. Why would doing work, the very same work that you do, in a different geographic area, change the way you do the work? Why would it affect your company? We do the work differently in different parts of the country. It just is. It's done differently in different parts of the country. How different? Just a little bit. How much do we make? Just a little bit. When we take work in a different geographic area, most companies experience a learning curve. They find out, oh, this is how it's done, and it creates the potential for a modest loss. Secondly, I don't want that job way out of town where I've never worked before, unless it's a big one. Right? I'm not going way over there for a little job. So often we combine change in geographic area with change in size of project, which just doubles our exposure. Some of the minor examples of how they do it different for various types of contractors. First job I ever did in Hialeah, contractor not from Florida, went down there, took 3 out of 5 jobs bid on the same day for water distribution. And they're down, waist-deep in water, putting pipe together while it's wet in full diving suits. Wet suits and dry suits and oxygen. I'd never seen it before, and neither had the guy who bid them. I was finishing for the bonding company. The guy who bid them didn't have any idea how they were going to produce the work, because where he came from, if you did work in a wet area, you dewatered. That's the way they did it. The water table in Hialeah is so high, they don't even try to get rid of the water. They just build it differently. At one time I was building the largest and second largest sewage treatment plants in the country, which tells you something about sewage treatment plants. The largest was in Clark County, Nevada, for the city of Las Vegas. The bonding company calls me one day, my claim guy, and he says, how can you be spending this much money on ice and it's not in the estimate? Well, I did what any smart manager would do. I said, I'll find out. And I call the field, and I said, how can you be spending this much money on ice? How much ice water can those guys drink? They're not drinking the ice, they're putting it in the concrete. We have a huge ice expense because they're putting ice and water in the concrete mix in order to pour in high temperature, low humidity desert. There was no ice in the estimate, and I'm talking tens of thousands of dollars in ice a week, because ice isn't cheap in the desert. And you lose some of it in transport. The guy that bid the job and got the job was not from the West. Actually, he was from New Jersey, where I hail from. They did the work differently. Can anybody give me sheet metal examples or mechanical that might be different that they've experienced? The way we treat labor? Go ahead.
New Jersey.
You hadn't expected the weather. only 4 hours difference affected his productivity and his ability to do the job when he went 4 hours to an area he hadn't been before. We don't need to detail in this room every item that might be different, as long as we're willing to recognize that if it's different, we probably wouldn't know it. By definition, I've just said, we're going to go build something in an area we've never been before. How are we going to know? We're going to find out by doing it, which means we might have a losing project. Change of geographic area also includes regional offices.
Contractors lose sight of how much effort they put into nurturing their companies. They forget how much energy and night work and worry went into developing a successful operation. They put untested people with very little backup in a regional office and expect profitable construction. A regional office is like another construction company. The contractor provides them material resources like money and manpower, and they build. But he can't give them those essential resources, the natural instinct, business sense, drive, and sense of timing that made him successful as a contractor. He can't give himself, and the job can't be done by close associates or remote control. The regional office that succeeds in the construction industry has more than home office support. It has a leader endowed with most or all of the attributes of the contractor. If he's really good at it, he's hard to keep because he is a contractor. There's nothing wrong with regional offices in a construction business, but there is risk in starting one. Leaving your own area for a single project can be as hazardous as the regional expansion approach because few contractors seem interested in leaving the security and comfort of their own area for a small job. Changing project size and geographic area combines two risks and compounds the problem. Doing a single project outside a contractor's regular work environment is probably more dangerous than opening a regional office, only because opening a regional office gets a lot more attention. Bidding away from home puts a contractor at a disadvantage to local contractors because subcontractors and supplier quotes are harder to get and difficult, if not impossible, to check for accuracy. The contractor who wanders out of his area to bid often gets the job, but too often he gets it because he's got subcontracting prices that the local contractors wouldn't use because they know them to be incomplete or unreliable. Or there may be local site or labor conditions that the contractor doesn't know about or whose cost he doesn't fully understand. And now, let's rejoin Dr. Schleifer.
I've seen companies open regional offices in another area that bled so bad it took the company down, but I've also watched companies open a regional office that was profitable, that was successful. But the resources given to it to make it successful drain the mother load, drain the parent company, and it begins to perform, underperform, or be weak. Because to open a regional office takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and you need to really put your best people there. And where do you get your best people? You steal them from the larger entity that's opening the office. So regional offices fall under the same heading.
The safest way to expand your normal work area is to begin at the edges of your existing work area. You can test your profitability as you go and find your limits. By expanding this way, you limit the drastic changes that may await you in a totally unfamiliar environment of a more distant location. You can also pull back more easily from your perimeter than from a remote location. Dealing with recalls, guarantees, and maintenance periods required by contract is a lot less expensive at your perimeter than at greater distances. Hiring locally always makes sense, but expect some training and familiarization time if the job is to be performed the same way the company has always managed its work and profited. If you find out that they don't do things your way in the new area, then you probably don't belong there. Relocating a top man for the job from your trusted pool of steady people is probably the safest approach. You get consistency in methods and honesty in reporting. This, of course, will strain your home territory resources, but a contractor expanding in any manner should realize that this is going to happen. It is one of the risks. Taking one and only one job in the mid or lower range of your normal job size is also a good safety valve, either at the perimeter or at a more distant location. Too many contractors take a large job away from home, and before the results of that move are in, they take one or two more. This puts too many resources in an untested environment and raises the stakes on an already high risk. It's just not good business to increase your bet before the results are in. If you know a distant job is a greater risk than your basic work, it is a simple prudence to watch it closely. Take the pulse of the job regularly. Don't go too far afield if you can't afford the time that the experiment or the job deserves. An alternative to geographic expansion is to remain in your home area. Do your same or lower volume, yet give the projects more attention. The usual result is higher profits without expansion. The opening of a regional office is a good way to get into planned geographic expansion. The absolute key to regional office success is the person you assign to run it. The ideal situation would be for the contractor personally to leave the home office and relocate to the regional office. If you have the key man in the right location with appropriate home office support, you have the basic ingredients for a prudent startup. In starting regional offices, remind yourself that there is the local knowledge factor to contend with, even if you have done good research or hired someone locally into the organization. A modest start for at least the first year reduces risk. Distance is not as great a factor in locating a regional office as it is with the remote single project, because in locating a regional office, you usually follow the marketplace rather than the target of opportunity. The last important risk control item involved in opening a regional office is a withdrawal plan. A withdrawal or escape plan starts with a determination in advance of how long you will continue the effort if it doesn't succeed. You should determine in advance the accomplishments and milestone dates you will use to measure the success of the regional office. Your plan may include profit early on or loss for a year or two to get started. Whichever, a definite amount should be predicted in advance. And if losses exceed the amount, the plan should come under close review. You may be able to afford the additional losses and continue. If not, withdraw immediately. If your plan for a regional office doesn't work out, withdraw before the impact threatens the home office. Plan your regional office carefully. Establish milestone indications that, if not met, call for the complete review of the expansion plan. If the expansion proves to generate losses that threaten the home office, implement the withdrawal plan. Retreat from the market in an orderly, business-like manner. Make sure you tie up the loose ends and leave the area with good public relations in case you want to attempt re-entry. Whatever your reason for withdrawal, you can usually state it in a way that neutralizes the rumor mill. At the same time, your frankness may gain you the respect a smart business decision deserves.
Am I saying not to take a job in a different geographic area or never to open a regional office? Absolutely not. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying we need to recognize that there's a risk, that there's distance, and that we're going to be affected or could be affected by the change in geographic area. It might be different than we're used to.